This is Saturday, the 25th of March, and it's the first boom I've done for a while where I've actually talked, so I hope I don't get too tongue-tied. Anyway, in my hand at the moment I have a tube, and it's called Mark and Chapel Puppy Teething Gel. Now, my puppy isn't really so much a puppy anymore because she's 14 months old, and she's actually, I suppose she's classed as an adult dog now. But when she was little, Cooper S pointed this stuff out to me, and I think I got it on Amazon. And what I used to do, if ever I thought she was in any pain with teething or whatever, I would bring out this bottle. Now, it contains things like cloves and various other kind of natural things to help with teething. And it's just, it comes in an ordinary plastic tube which you squeeze the bottom of, and then it comes out. But my other dogs, they tolerate their teeth being cleaned, but they're not over fond of it. But I think because with Kizzy I began this as a puppy and did it, you know, every couple of days, if ever I thought she was struggling a little bit, she seems to have quite taken to the idea. And so I'll show you what happens. Kiss, what's this? Okay, so she's turned herself around and she's sat herself in between my legs now, and she's trying to get to the bottle. So I'm going to take off the top, and I'm just trying to squeeze. Here we go. I've got some out now. So she's actually positioned herself, ready, teeth, and now I'm just getting in there with a finger and I'm rubbing her gums. She doesn't necessarily need it now for the teething, but you can still use it as a form of toothpaste. So I'm starting at the bottom and I'm just rubbing the front, and now I'm going up to the top. She doesn't like her top ones being done quite so much. Steady. But she really wants to lick the toothpaste. There we go. There you go, good girl. And she's actually stayed quite nicely in position while I've been doing it, apart from wanting to lick the paste off my hands. There we go, well done, good girl. I've never really had that with a dog before. Usually I've had to get them into position, and usually they've protested a little bit, not so much verbally, but just been uncomfortable with it. But she just kind of sits and lets you do it. And I think it's really helped her, because I've done this from quite early on. And obviously this must have given her some relief when she was teething. And so it must have really helped. I guess you could put this on a toothbrush as well if you wanted. I've just tended to do it with my fingers. When this runs out, there are other things that I've come across recently. I mean, there's loads of dog toothpaste and things like that on the market, but two other products that I use for Hope and Alice, which I keep in the top of my fridge, are TropiClean, and they do a foam which you can literally spray into the dog's mouth. And they also do a gel, which again you can put onto a brush or rub into the gums. The foam is more of a kind of everyday thing, I suppose. And the gel you could do a couple of times a week, although I'm not sure what it actually recommends. But I quite like these. They're expensive, but they've lasted a while. So the foam spray is what I've just got out now. You're not having it, Kiz. Hope, come here. Hope, come here. Come on then, let's do your teeth. Good girl, come on. Good girl. So with this, you're literally just going to spray it into the mouth. Sit. Good girl. And I'm just going to open Hope's mouth and spray one side, and then spray the other side, and then she can lick it and spread it all around. And that's basically how it works. The TropiClean is similar to the teething gel, the Mark and Chappell teething gel. I think all of these can be got on Amazon. I know Pets at Home definitely sell the TropiClean and the TropiClean foam and the TropiClean gel, because I've bought them from there. But I'm going to look them up on Amazon as well to see if they're a little bit cheaper. But the Mark and Chappell I definitely did get from... Oh, you want some now, Alice, do you? Come here then. Now, she won't automatically move herself into position. Sit. So I've just got her sitting between my legs. So she's facing forward. And I'm just going to open her mouth. Come on, open up. Good girl. Good girl. And this one, ready? Come on, open up. Open up. There you go. And she can spread that around with her tongue now. And she's done. It's not as good as getting in there with a toothbrush, but for an everyday, or you know, everyday type kind of thing, it's quite good, and it helps their breath to smell nice. And then, you know, a couple of times a week, you can get in there with a toothbrush or with the gel or some dog toothpaste.
22%, 6 minutes and 33. Pause recording. Train recording. Pause recording.
So I've just listened back to this, and going back to Kizzy, I do all of the bottom of her teeth and gums, and all of the top. Sides and front, because I talked about doing the front, but I forgot to say I was obviously doing the sides as well, so I go around the whole mouth obviously. But yeah, I just thought I'd mention that, because so many puppies get frightened of having their teeth done, and having now found this teething gel, if I were to get another puppy, which I'm certainly not planning to do in the near future, but if I were, I would start with that. Because it obviously is something that they that Kizzy has seemed to like, and something that must have given her some pain relief, which is good.
Pause recording. Button. Train recording. Dim. Train recording. Pause recording. Button.
I have just looked up the other ingredients in the Mark and Chappell puppy teething gel, and it's cloves, chamomile, and mint. So it's got all three of those in, and I will go in with the computer once I've published this and put the links to these three products in the description.
Your account. Play slash pause. Dim. 27%, 8 minutes and 3 seconds of 30 minutes. 28 minutes and 5 seconds of 30 minutes and 0 seconds.